AUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
world has given us so much. So let's get down and dirty, show you what we mean. We're talking to get downtown. By the bus, rides on us. By the public group machine, you'll be free.
came out to spice up the night.
Spice Girls, Moody Candy.
talking about Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, but fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day. Legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to beak at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
What?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you got a renter, but chuck, so you know she's master in a Prius Accord, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life fast. She drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls.
Porky's Groove Machine there on Maxing Civic Media. I love Porky's Groove Machine. First, we had to do a double dip. Spice Girls and Don't Turn Me On. Okay, I got you on there. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Terry Barr and
Hi.
Rocker on a Saturday night playing that original local music. Of course,
yeah.
The Civil Engineer is part of the big New Year's Eve, the Spaceship.TV simulcast. We're going to do the Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and Porky's Groove Machine, of course, will take us until midnight.
And Jimmy, you know what? You know what's really interesting is Porky's Groove Machine is actually playing here in Wisconsin the eve of New Year's Eve.
That's right.
So the night before our party, you can catch them Friday, December 30th. They're going to be playing at the Appleton Beer Factory with Feed the Dog up in Appleton.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be coming to play for us live on the radio on New Year's Eve
that
to bring in the
kick.
New year.
Oh, what a good time we are going to have. And I really do. I hope everybody takes the opportunity to join us. I think we've talked about that many people, unless you have a specific band you really want to go see on a New Year's Eve, many people don't go out on New Year's Eve anymore.
You know, New Year's is one of those holidays where I personally don't like going out to venues mm-hmm. and bars because it's kind of rookie night, everybody out.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's less than desirable, unless you're, you know, you're going with a big pack of friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I like to think of it in the way that we're just providing a really great reason for you to stay home.
Be in your PJs and have your whatever.
Bottle of Corbel.
Yeah. Oh, there you
or
go.
Or some Rocker Vodka Martinis.
You need a brandy, Rocker. Rocker brandy.
We knew he was going to get there. Yep.
Versus rum, now it's brandy. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, geez.
Another quick program note for next week, December 10th, here on Max Inc. Radio. The Civic Media Holiday Party is happening. So everybody's off, except for I have a little show that I'm put together. The best of the 20s so far.
Really?
We're going to track through some of my... It's very subjective.
Okay.
You know, in the past, we did... The top 41 had mm-hmm. a bunch of voting and everything, mm-hmm. very democratic, being very authoritarian.
Well, if you're working on the show, you get to do what you want, right?
I'm taking lessons from Rocker here.
Jimmy's so, fascist playlist.
There you go. Anyway, tune in next week. There's a lot of cool tracks that came out so far in the 20s here in, across the state of Wisconsin. We're going to play them all for you next week here on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow.
Rocker, we still got quite the show coming up tonight. What's happening, man?
We do, Jimmy. Mickey Magnum is here, along with the Rascal Theory. We're going to hear from them about Mama Cares in just a minute. GMMC, Greater Madison Music City, Rob Dees, and the Music Recovery Framework is going to happen December 8th at the Cafe Coda. We're going to hear all about that. And Devil's Lair, Dave Adler, Mazel Tunes coming up, piano, 9 p.m., and Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight tonight, Jimmy.
All right. Thanks for listening to all of the to everybody on the Civic Media Radio Network. Appreciate you. Let's get you back to some rock and roll with the Mascot Theory. Fast Car Getaway. This is their latest one on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You're a model of flawless design. I can't help but feel butterflies every time you are by. You make me want to throw away my storyline and make a new one with you. I could be a new rescue. I know these feelings have been long overdue. Cold and dead, it cut my heart off from my head. Stuck in someone else's bed, who's this? Told myself I'd never ever fall. I said life's too short to let them have it all right. Yeah, I know these feelings have been long overdue.
That is Erin Colburn from Ohio and her song Sleeve on Max Inc. Radio. Erin's coming to Madison to the Crucible on Thursday, December the 8th. That's just in a couple of days. I really like that song, too. I think she's from Cincinnati. Yeah, let's just say that, okay? How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Terry Barr is here with Barr Notes.
You're
what's happening?
Cracking me up, man.
I'm struggling tonight.
You're not struggling. You're doing all right.
I need to step outside or something.
Oh, jeez. Get some fresh air.
Yeah, fresh air.
Is that
air.
What you mean? Uh-huh.
Breathe heavy.
Yeah, fresh air.
All right. Got some Barr Notes for you here. Let's start with Jackson Taylor. He was my interview last weekend. Young country upcomer, country crooner, I think we were calling him. He quit everything he was doing to go, boom, full on into music. Based in central Wisconsin, he had a huge show Friday night. We talked about it in the interview, and I just found out the show sold out.
Wow.
It's his first sellout. He's a youngin', too. He's like 26, so he's really fired up about doing this music thing. And I'm glad he's still in Wisconsin right now, that we could have some fun and get a chance to talk with him and kind of watch where he's headed these days,
too. Is that the show at B's Tap House?
It was the show at B's Tap House. Nice. Yeah, that's in Rapids. So way to go, you guys. Way to show up. Okay, here's some holiday things. We'll run through these kind of quickly. Funky Christmas featuring the Funky JBs. Yeah,
that's Banks.
Uh-huh. At High Noon. That's on Friday, December 16th. 7 o'clock, of course, High Noon in Madison. Madison Malone, friend of the show, she is now out in LA. She has her holiday EP release, and it's going to be online on her Facebook page this next Wednesday, December 7th, 8 o'clock. And it's basically a pay what you can if you can. Otherwise, you can just enjoy, sit back, and enjoy her music for free. Let's see. We've got a Whammy holiday party coming up in Milwaukee. They say this is going to be a total celebration of all things Milwaukee music. It's happening at Paulie's Pub and Eatery. That's actually in West Allis. Yep. And a ton of bands lined up. It's going to be a really, really fun time. That is happening next Saturday. Saturday the 10th. Evening on Ice. Have you heard about this one?
No.
Monona Bank is sponsoring this, and it's on the Iceland Way River Rink. This is in Monona, and this is going to be a couple different dates, but the first one is Tuesday, December 20th, 6 o'clock, free skating, free hot chocolate, and free music.
Mm-hmm. Free hot chocolate?
Well,
is there marshmallows?
Free music. So that sounds like a lot of fun and another way to just get some local artists featured. I love that. Sunspot. This should be wild. Also a friend of the show here, Sunspot, is having a Christmas show Saturday, December 17th. It starts at 5 at the Crucible in Madison. Okay, that's your holiday shows. Now, if you want to see something that's really going to be crazy, you guys know Adam Gruhl, right?
Oh, yeah.
Adam Gruhl. He makes me laugh.
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
You got it. And I did an interview with him a couple months ago when he had a regular weekly show at the Showboat in Wisconsin Dells. Well, he is hosting a show called Camp Wisco. Nice. This is also next Saturday, December 10th. It's happening at the Sylvie. That's in Madison. All things Wisconsin. Everything you can think of. Now, this is where it gets a little weird, though. There's going to be the typical meat raffle. You love that. But then they're going to have cheese curd and brat eating contests.
Yes! Jimmy, how many brats can you eat?
I'm good for at least three in one setting. I can do three.
That's not going to win, Jimmy.
My third one won't have a bun, though. Sometimes I like those naked brats, you know?
Are you a ketchup guy?
No.
Or a mustard guy?
I can't say what I really want to say about ketchup.
Ooh, wow. Well, there's going to be music rolling in and out of this Camp Wisco as well, and including several polka bands. You can't have a Camp Wisco without polka bands.
Some polka.
So if you're interested, again, this is happening at the Sylvie next Saturday, December 10th. I think it sounds awesome. Oh, and they're having a euchre tournament at the same time.
Oh, my. Now that's
Wisconsin.
Dude, I can't believe you brought up ketchup and brats in the same sentence.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Like in Wisconsin, though, that's something that happens.
No.
You don't catch. Well, you don't catch it happening in New York.
Okay, you know what?
But they don't even have brats in New York.
I'm putting this on Facebook right now, and I'm going to see. Do you?
Yeah. Do you ketchup? Yeah, I'm going to do this. Do you mustard? Mm-hmm. I'm a mustard guy.
All right, we'll see what everybody says.
So disappointing.
I mean, when we moved here from New York, my mom got here, and there was like, you know, in front of the Kmart, it said, brats for a buck. But we were from New York, and my mom's like, brats for a buck? I already got two.
She's like, I already have Rocker, so I don't, you know, he's a brat.
Hey, Mickey Magnum, he doesn't put brats on his dogs at all. And Roscoe from the...
Rascal Theory, Jimmy.
Thank you. They're coming in talking about Mama Cares and their big benefit coming up. We'll have them on next, Maxine Radio. Yeah.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Income Civic Media. We are local music. The Rascal Theory from 2020. That's what I want to say. Cup of Tea is the name of the album. That was Buzzkill. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop them online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And don't forget, if you want to check out the podcast, download them, get to hear all the recent interviews here done from Max Inc. Radio. They're all up on the website, civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. Radio icon, Civic Media US.
Jimmy, Mama Cares is a program that's done by the Mama Awards organization, and it's a fund that they've set up, a nonprofit fund, to help out musicians who have run into hard times, like mainly health issues, different things like that. And Mama Cares raises money by having shows, a lot of times benefit shows. Another benefit shows for Mama Cares is coming up at Pooley's here in Madison on December 10th. The whole thing starts at 6 p.m. There's the Bill Roberts Combo, the Rail Hoppers, Mickey Magnum, Roscoe Mitchell, the Rascal Theory. They're all playing there, Jimmy. And tonight, we have a couple of the members of those bands, Nathan from Mickey Magnum and Roscoe from the Rascal Theory, are here in the studio with us tonight to tell us about their Mama Care shows. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Hey, Roscoe, let's get to, I just want to say hi. I want to make sure your voice is good here on the microphone.
All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh, yes. All right. Ooh, he's got a nice voice, too. Very nice. I could listen to you talk all day, I think.
All right. You want to read her the phone book record?
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. You guys, we've done some promotions in the past with Mama Cares, but what is it about knowing that you're helping fellow musicians that makes you want to be part of this?
Well, for me personally, because I went down sick last year with COVID, and Mama's really helped me recover in that situation, and so it's very near and dear to my heart personally right now. So, I'm glad to be here looking at you.
I am glad you're here looking at me too. Oh my goodness!
Explain the process that you went through with that, as far as getting the help, and how does it work?
Well, actually, it was my wife who contacted the organization and got the help going. I was still in the coma while all this was happening. So
I'm glad he laughed.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here, man. It's like
yeah.
So she got a hold of the organization and they put it together. I mean, no problem. They didn't bat an eye. And so I'm very grateful for that. And not only do they do that, but they also put instruments in the kids.
Yes.
Yeah, keep that music rolling. Yeah,
right.
And the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship Foundation, that's awesome stuff there. So, Mickey, what about you? What about your involvement with the Mamas and specifically here, Mama Cares?
Well, you know, helping people is something that's always important to me, and it's always going to be important to me, I guess. I guess really to me what's most important is helping people in this world, because outside of playing music, that's what feels good inside. Like when I'm up there on stage, I like to entertain people, but, you know, helping people, they remember that. And when I think about, like, how do I want to be remembered as a musician, I want to be remembered as a guy that was kind of a wild, crazy rock guy, but also a guy that was a really cool guy that helped people a lot. Yeah. And people remember that. I've had people help me, and I'll never forget it.
Tell people a little bit more about what Mama Cares, why you guys think this is so important. For somebody that might be listening tonight from anywhere across the state and has no idea what this is.
Well, you know, for an organization that does all the stuff that it does, it helps musicians that get sick. Yeah. It helps kids that don't have financial resources to get instruments, because if they can't get them, they're never going to play them. It helps them get lessons, so if they do get an instrument, they can learn how to use it.
Yeah.
Scholarships, there's a lot of opportunities that this provides for people who don't have a lot, and that the inflation and all the other costs that have gone up have put a lot of financial strain on people. And the ability to do that is, it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah. You know, you hit on some key points there. Mm-hmm. I am not a parent myself, but even Jimmy Kay knows that if a kid has music in their curriculum at school, they're going to succeed a lot better, probably. Mm-hmm. They're going to do better. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, music helps, you know, with the academic, also the social skills.
Oh, yeah.
And so much, you know, and it's so important. And, you know, with, I know we're unplugged from politics, but with certain political parties trying to disarm the local schools and stuff, it's nice to have an organization like the Mamas that gives a damn and wants to help people.
Well, and I love, and just kind of like Roscoe said about how this is also going beyond the, you know, getting the kids involved in music so we have future musicians, but having these amazing musicians standing in here with us right now, and that they care enough to help other musicians that are going through a tough time, just like you talked about, Roscoe.
Yeah, it's like Nathan said, it's an awesome opportunity to help any way that you can.
Yeah.
And anybody that knows me here in this town knows that I love the Madison music scene, and I try and support it as much as I possibly can. And getting kids instruments, Nathan hit on a point, is key. I mean, that's the future, you know, because rock and roll can never die.
Oh, man. Are we with you on that? Can I ask both of you just real quick, when did you both start playing music?
I started in 2009 when I stopped being a professional kickboxer, and I wanted to find something that was exciting. As exciting as walking out in front of 800 people to go fight somebody.
No kidding.
I had never played a single note, never sang a note, was not supposed to be a musician. I came from no family of any musical background.
See, that's a cool story, though, because then it tells people out there listening, you can do this, too.
You know, I had a vocal coach that I finally, when I started becoming a singer, that told me, because I told her, I'm like, Jeannie, I'm too old. Nobody wants to hear what I have to say no more. And she's like, it's never too late, man.
That's awesome. Congrats.
Some of the best advice I was ever given.
Wow. Roscoe, when did you start in music?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, we don't have that long to go. No, but I've been playing here in Madison for about 10 years now, and...
was music big in your home?
Oh man, you got to know it, man. My folks listen to everything from Louis Armstrong to Motown to James Brown to Muddy Waters. I grew up seeing Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker out busking in Maxwell Street area when I was a kid. And so music has always been a part of my life, and I can remember telling my parents, I want to do that. My dad said, you do anything you put your head to.
That's awesome.
And so here I am.
Nice. Yeah.
Mickey Magnum, Roscoe from the Roscoe Theory. Tell us one more time about the Mama Cares event coming up at Pooley's.
So we got Mama Cares at Pooley's, east side of Madison. 6 o'clock, Bill Roberts Combo. 7 o'clock, Big Jacob Vance and the band Railhopper. 8 o'clock, the Master of Mayhem, yours truly, Mickey Magnum. And at 9, the Rascal himself, Roscoe Foster and the Rascal Theory.
That is a lineup.
I know. Not only am I going to hire him as my bodyguard, now he's my announcer.
I was just going to say, you got to do the announcing that night.
Oh, I was thinking about asking Mickey for some bodyguard duty, you know?
Well, I did introduce Rocker's Band one time.
That's right, our first gig.
Oh, I bet that was wild.
It was a lot of fun.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming in, being part of the show tonight. We doing everything you do for Mama Cares. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having us. Before I get out of here, though, I want to say, Rocker, thank you for the vodka.
You are truly welcome,
Rocker.
You got
to do some brandy, though, Rocker.
Jimmy K, you should see his head sweat. He's not going to be able to get out the door now.
So crazy. That vodka.
You guys are the best.
Let's rock. Let's roll. It's Mickey Magnum, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Attraction as we stand in-
problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
The American Dead, Backseat Heartbeat on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, don't forget, next week we're off for the holiday party, but I've got a great little show lined up for you. The best of the 20s so far. We're going to track through some of the best releases of the 20s so far. And we've gotten a lot of music over the last year, especially a lot of music over the last 2 years. So looking forward to sharing that with y'all. The best of the 20s so far. Next week, starting at 6 o'clock, right here on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. All right, coming up next hour, GMMC, the Greater Madison Music City, Rob Dez is going to stop in, and he's going to talk about that big show coming up at Cafe Coda on December 8th. These guys were going to come into the studio and visit us. Hope we can get them back in sometime very soon because they got a lot of stuff going on. And they rock. It's Bad Boy out of Milwaukee. Their latest track, Church Festival. It's Bad Boy on Max Inc.
I took my baby to the church festival. We was drinking for Jesus and giving for God.
feel. I was hoping for seven.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.